Hello, it's time for an update from KPPP LPFM 88.1 Fargo-Moorhead.
Hello, and welcome to A Mexican Crossing Lines. This is Cindy Gomez-Shump.
And this is Duke Gomez-Shump.
And you're listening to KPPP LPFM. We are broadcasting online through Shoutcast, and you can find a link to our broadcast online at kppfm.com, so you can listen live. Or you can find us on your radio dial at FM 88.1, adding local color to your airwaves.
That's right.
And we are back, folks.
Oh, yeah.
This is our very first A Mexican Crossing Line show of 2016. It's exciting stuff.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. We've had some setbacks, but, you know, we're back.
Yes, we are back. And we are really excited about this new year and what that will hold for KPPP, LPFM. But I got to tell folks, what has happened to us up until this point.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a crazy ride.
It has been.
So we were on vacation, so the radio station was not on the air. We're not broadcasting.
That's right. We took a winter break, the same as the college.
Mm-hmm. And we were gone until January 10th.
Mm-hmm.
So when did we go off air? December 20th?
We went off the 17th of December, and we were going to go back on January 10th, and that was going to be our official launch because we got our radio license from the FCC.
That's right. So we were coming back. We went to Mexico on our winter break.
Mm-hmm.
And we were planning on coming back and doing all of these shows about our experience, and especially for A Mexican Crossing Lines. I think that being in Mexico for me really brought to mind lots of topics for shows that we could do when we got back home.
Definitely, yeah. We had all sorts of things planned. We can still do them. We have travel tips for when you're in Mexico, all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. And we were talking about the politics of everything that was going on in Mexico, how Americans and American politics is viewed there. We had a lot of really interesting conversations with everyday folks about what's going on in the United States in the news and what's going on in Mexico in the news. And we're going to be sharing that on upcoming A Mexican Crossing Lines mm-hmm. programs.
Definitely.
Just to give you some idea of what kinds of topics we discussed, one of the things that we talked about a lot when we were in Mexico was Donald Trump.
Oh, yeah. Because we were talking to Mexicans about Donald Trump.
Right. And it was really interesting to get their point of view of what, you know, they saw in the news and how they viewed Donald Trump and how they viewed American politics. And I think that people will be really surprised when we do our show about that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
I was really shocked because I kind of, you know, we live in a bubble. It doesn't feel that way because we're awash in channels. You mm-hmm. have dish or cable. There's like 250 channels or, you know, however many channels you have. And there's so many 24-hour news networks and radio programs and now online shows and YouTube programs, et cetera, that we feel like literally we can get any information we want
mm-hmm.
and that there's all this information out there for us. But in reality, the consolidation of media has led to media in this country that is, you know, really a one-track mind. You mm-hmm. know, we have all of these networks owned by a very few number of people. I think there's like 6 owners of all of the media.
All the media, yes, in the United States and beyond.
And so what that means is that whether it's the local news network or your magazine or your radio, they're all going to be sharing a lot of the same messaging because they're all owned by the same person.
Mm-hmm.
And what I didn't realize, even though I know that, was that this perception would not be the same in Mexico. I figured, well, you know, people will automatically all hate Trump, especially Mexicans, right? And they didn't. It was very interesting to see how people reacted to hearing about. They really believed that the whole Donald Trump thing is almost like a joke.
Yeah, yeah, like it's not to take it seriously.
Right, they're like, that's not real, is it? Like
people, yeah.
People kept asking us, like, that's not real, is it?
Mm-hmm.
And it reminded me of how people were reacting to Trump's candidacy when he first started.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was sort of the way that we saw Trump's candidacy when he first appeared in the limelight. Everyone said, oh, that's not real. I mean, I remember sitting here with Yastin doing a Sabor Latino program where we were debating whether or not Trump's candidacy was a hoax.
Yeah.
And I honestly believed at the time, I think I said that he definitely was fake. He was doing this for some kind of political gain. At the time, I believed that, you know, he was doing this to help Republicans. And my theory was this. This guy is so insane that every other Republican candidate is going to seem, by comparison, very tame. And since they can't seem to get a candidate that people will cling to, this will make Republicans seem more approachable.
Yeah, it hasn't had that effect.
No.
He's making all the other Republican candidates are looking just as crazy as him.
Yeah, they're actually kind of following the Pied Piper here.
Yeah, the Trump effect, they call it.
Mm-hmm. And it's not a good effect.
No.
But people in Mexico are unaware of how serious Trump's candidacy really is.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is just now starting to dawn on Americans here at home how serious a Trump candidacy will become if he does get the nomination.
Yeah.
So in addition to that, when we came back home, there was just all sorts of news that I wanted to tackle right away.
Yeah. Yeah. We had people lined up to do shows and to get on the air.
Interviews. Yep. Yes. Actually, we did a show right when we got back,
mm-hmm.
which aired on the 19th or right around then.
Yeah.
That would be the actual first show that we did for 2016. And it was about border, the Mexican border.
That's right. A group of people from different churches went down to the border of the United States and Mexico and gave their parishioners some experience on what's really going on at the border.
Mm-hmm. We had Vicky Schmidt on.
Yeah.
And Terry Brandt, the bishop.
That's right. The ELCA in North Dakota.
Correct. And we wanted to come back and talk about a lot of the issues that are near and dear to my heart, immigration being one of them.
Oh, yeah.
The prison situation, the privatized prison, the detention centers, the abuses going on mm-hmm. there.
And local stuff, too. I mean, there's things going on in Fargo and Moorhead that really need to be talked about because our local media is just promoting the police department and their street task force, whatever they call it. Like, they have this new force of cops that are perusing the streets, and it looks like we're militarized here.
Mm-hmm.
That needs to be talked about. There hasn't been an avenue for people to really object or to analyze or to voice their opinions about it. So we'd encourage people to get involved with that with us.
Definitely. And even as far as Grand Forks, I mean, we're hyper local. We're Fargo, Moorhead, but our radio station reaches all the way into Dilworth and West Fargo. And if you catch us online, you can go to kpppfm.com and listen live online through mm-hmm. Shoutcast.
That's right. In fact, you have many ways to do it. You can actually go directly to shoutcast.com and just type in KPPP in the search bar, and you'll come up with our stream. We also have an app through listentomyradio.com that you can install on your mm-hmm. smartphone, and that pops up. It's ad-supported, so you get ads in front of your face, but it's a good way to listen to our broadcast.
Yeah, I mean, everything is ad-supported now. It's a cool thing to have on your phone, especially if you like to listen to specific programs like our Sabor Latino program, mm-hmm. which airs every Sunday in Spanish at 6 o'clock.
That's right.
So if you are one of the listeners that follows that program, you can put an app on your phone and catch us when we come on at 6 o'clock.
All those instructions are at kpppfm.com.
Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I wanted to come back to the United States and start talking about some of these issues that we've seen in the local news, in the national news, and find out from folks out there what you guys want to talk about, what kinds of topics have really been shaking the earth here at home. And then I broke my leg.
Yeah. She had a bad break.
I did. I broke my leg really severely. I broke the tibia and the fibula, shattered my bones, had to have surgery.
Yeah. Had to lay in bed for a week before surgery.
Yep. And I'm still laying in bed. Although I'm in the studio for the program today, of course, but it is, it has been a difficult recovery for me.
Yeah, it's a lot of pain, a lot of immobility, and it's really hard to go out to the community and get people together to do radio programming when you can't walk,
That's true. So this is the, opportunity that I have to ask folks out there. Even though we are starting a little late in the year, it is already February, I still want to know what is on your mind. We can talk about it now. And you can contact us and leave us a message on the telephone.
Yeah, that's right. You can call 701-566-0917. It's actually a way to leave a message. We'll be hooking up. We have a way, actually, you can call us when we're having call-ins, that we can actually record those. But right now we're not set up for that. But you can also tweet us at @media_PPP. You can email Cindy at kppfm.com or me, Duke at kppfm.com.
Mm-hmm. And we encourage you to do that. And also find us on Facebook and comment there and leave topics that you would like us to discuss so that we can start filling our programming.
That's right. Right now we're broadcasting 24 hours a day.
And that's new.
And that's new. We were noon to midnight when we first started out, but we're going 24/7 now, and we do a lot of music. I mean, we have a lot of interesting music. We have Spanish music. We picked up some music in Mexico that we brought back.
Mm-hmm.
We've gotten other people to donate music to us that they've done when they've traveled abroad. We have what we've had for our CD collections, and we've put all that in. So we have a whole bunch of songs and a whole bunch of artists that you may not hear on any other station, so we're going to play those.
Right. And if you have music that you would like to share with KPPP-FM, give us a call, send us a message, get a hold of us, and we will share that music with the community as well.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, we want programming that is community created and locally produced. So if you want to have your voice heard on KPPP-LP-FM, give us a call, send us a message. I've had a couple of people that have contacted me that even before this year started, from last year, that we're going to be working on with to put programming on the air, that immediately contacted me when they got back, when I got back into the States. And if you're listening, I'm sorry I haven't gotten back to you. I broke my leg.
She broke her leg.
And it has been difficult for me even
To go to the bathroom is a big chore.
It is. It's a production to go to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
So I really apologize. I wanted very much to come back and just tear into topics, programming, getting us rolling with the momentum that we had from our testing period from last year. But God had other plans.
That's right. And, you know, I can help out. You know, you can call and leave us a message, and I'll do my best to connect with you and figure out technically what you need to do. We actually have ways where you could be at your own home, be at your own place, and you could be doing your own recording of a show, and I'd help you put it together to put on the air.
Mm-hmm. And then you could just send it to us digitally or bring it over in some format that we can play.
We have all sorts of ways that we might not even have to meet. We can do it all online.
And even if you don't have radio production experience, that's what KPPP-LP-FM is for. We want to create an experience for the community where you are creating stuff that you want to put on the air, and it doesn't matter if you know how to do it. We can teach you. We can help you.
That's right.
So reach out if you are interested in having your voice heard on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And so since we're broadcasting 24 hours a day, we are looking for programming for all slots, day and night. And in returning to the topic, which is our update, our housekeeping update,
mm-hmm.
and letting folks know what we're thinking about, what we wanted to do when we got back, I wanted to talk a little bit about our trip to Mexico.
Oh, yeah. Good.
Because that was really something that people were concerned about. Everyone was asking us whether or not we should go.
Whether it was safe. I had my family members saying, are you sure it's safe to go there? And I thought, sure is. Cindy's relatives live there. you know, they're really excited that we're going to come and spend time with them.
We were really safe in Mexico.
Oh, yeah.
I felt completely at ease. There was great security everywhere we went.
Mm-hmm.
There was a couple of times where we left things unattended to.
Yeah.
Remember the time you left the camera?
Oh, yeah.
Sitting over there by the fountain at the museum?
Yes.
So totally unattended, and nobody touched it.
Yeah.
Came back, was still sitting in the same spot.
Yeah. Well, my experience, it's the fifth time I've been to Mexico, and the people I've met and the community I have seen have been very, very good people. Nothing to fear. People are very helpful. You know, our daughter, our son fell on his knees on the sidewalk, and a man came up right away to help her, and, you know, just a stranger that was walking by. I mean, that's the sort of people that live in Mexico City and in Mexico.
Yeah, and we went to some new places. For example, Zihuatanejo.
Oh, yeah.
That was a place I had never personally been to. My favorite place to go for a vacation by the beach, anyway, is Acapulco. Now, my brother Raul, he loves Puerto Vallarta.
Oh, yeah.
And he's gotten a lot of people hooked into going to Puerto Vallarta, and he's taken us there, too.
Oh, yeah.
When did we go there? Was that for our... Oh, when we got engaged.
Yeah, it was the first time we went.
And we got engaged.
That's right.
On that trip.
Puerto Vallarta, December 31st.
Mm-hmm. And I like it there.
Mm-hmm.
I like it there. The water, I think, the ocean is a lot colder on the Puerto Vallarta side. So I personally like to go to Acapulco. And we went to Acapulco.
On New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve. And it was a horrible, horrible, horrible mistake.
It was.
After that visit to Acapulco, I don't feel like going back ever again.
Yeah, well, it was packed with people. There was not a hotel or motel room in the whole city, supposedly. They had cracked down on people sleeping on the beaches, so they filled up the hotels. It was party mania, and we were with our family. We just wanted a place to stay and be able to go see the sights, and we couldn't find a place. We ended up at a travel agency that tried to rip us off, tried to send us to a roach-infested motel on the hill for like $250 a night.
We bought it, and then they didn't deliver it.
Yeah, then they didn't even have it. And so we were going to go back to Mexico City, but we came up with this plan to be able to leave the next day on the bus and go to another city along the Pacific coast, which was beautiful. And traveling on the countryside on the Pacific coast was an experience for me to see people, to see where they live at the bus stops. People get on the bus and sell you food, and it was just a wonderful experience.
But the night before was not a great experience.
No, it wasn't a very good New Year's Eve for us.
We did see the fireworks.
Oh, yeah.
We went out to the little courtyard in that hotel it's not a hotel.
No.
It was like a motel, sort of.
You drive right up to the door.
Well, you drive into the garage.
Yeah, into the garage.
By the way, if people don't know this, there's these special kind of hotels in Mexico. They're called passing by hotels.
Passing by.
De paso.
De paso.
Which means you go there and you use them and you leave. And if you don't have an imagination, I'll tell you they're used for couples.
That's right.
To go there and just use them for a little bit. You're not supposed to go there and spend the night. They don't have rates where you just spend the night.
No.
It's supposed to be for you to go and use it for your sexual pleasures and then leave.
That's right. In fact, our room had a stripper pole in it.
All the rooms
had a stripper pole.
Had stripper poles in them.
It was a nice little table to put my sandwich on, though.
Yeah. We laugh about it now.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not the greatest of experiences at the time.
No.
And so after going through this and a lot of other bad things that happened to us, including the food poisoning we got from the OXXO sandwiches.
Oh, yeah.
It's
not Mexican food. It's manufactured food in the packages, in the stores. Don't eat that.
Don't eat it from the OXXOs, the gas stations. They're like 7-Elevens. But see, this is what, you know, we're going to do a whole show about these tips.
Oh, yeah.
Travel tips for Mexico. We're going to have some travel tips for you. Because I know a lot of folks are going to Mexico, and you know what? It's perfectly safe to do so.
Yeah.
Don't believe the hype.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot more dangerous being here at home. Look, I got home not even 24 hours, and I had a broken leg.
That's right.
Mexico, nothing happened to me. I was fine.
That's right. So, in Mexico, you can get health care right away, too. Here, you have to wait 7 days to get your leg operated on.
Oh, my God. No kidding.
There, you can go right to a pharmacy, see a doctor any day of the week, pretty much any time of the day except late at night.
No, you can 24 hours a day. Most have doorbells.
That's right. You wake them up.
And yeah, and they want you to wake them up. In fact, one time I was in Mexico and I had an asthma attack. And, you know, here, if you go to the emergency room, it costs you an arm and a leg. And I figured it would be a lot cheaper for me to go see a doctor when day broke. So I waited all night. Mm-hmm. And I didn't go to the doctor until it was early. And the first thing in the morning, I went to the doctor and they checked my breathing. And he had to give me a shot of adrenaline because my breathing was so poor. And he said, "Why did you wait? Didn't you see there was a doorbell here? It says 24-hour service." I said, "Yeah, but I figured it was like emergency, urgent care service, and it would be more expensive." And he just stared at me like I was a crazy person.
Yeah.
And he was like, "No," he says, "that's just the way that the service is here."
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that I was from the United States, and he goes, "Oh."
Yeah.
And, you know, sadly, there are things about our country that we think are just great. You know, they're Jim Dandy, and really they're not.
No.
And I'm not saying everything about our system is horrible or broken. As far as technology goes, there is a lot more access to technology at different places, whereas in Mexico, they probably don't have as much access to that.
Mm-hmm.
But preventative care and access to care locally and quickly and at bargain prices is something that Mexico has in spades and we do not.
That's right.
So we're going to go through some of the things that folks should think about when going to Mexico, making a trip to Mexico. And we encourage people to do it. I will give you my take on where some of the best places to go and what are some of the places that you want to avoid and why.
Mm-hmm.
Right now is a really great time to go to Mexico for two reasons. One, it's off season, so it's not vacation, not Christmas, it's not, you know, any kind of holiday.
That's right.
So, you know, the hotels are cheaper, bus, airplane, all that's going to be cheaper. Plus, the peso to the dollar is like, it's the highest I've ever seen it in the history of the peso.
What that means, folks, is that your American dollar is worth a lot more money in Mexico. In fact, probably one of my first trips there, 500 pesos was pretty much $50.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's $30. So and the prices haven't went up in Mexico, but your dollar has went up. So your money gets a lot more coverage.
Right. So you might, like, you're traveling with double the money.
Yeah.
And the prices, like Duke said, in Mexico have remained pretty much the same.
Yeah.
So this is a great time to take advantage of those rates and visit Mexico. Because of some of the issues with the drug cartel violence and the, frankly, the protests and things that were going on throughout the country, in the past couple of years, and it's been a lot in the news, even in American news, there has been a lot of, exodus of many of the most touristy places like Acapulco and Cancun of tourists. They haven't been coming.
Mm-hmm.
And so what the president did was that he cut prices on travel, on air travel, on the transit system. So most of the roads there, they're like, you have to pay the toll bridges to get through the roads. He cut those all in half, and they've beefed up security in all major tourist locations so that the tourists are safe and tourists can return. And I got to tell you, once again, I had not one moment where I felt unsafe, where I felt in jeopardy. It was really very smooth.
That's right.
In fact, to be quite honest, with all the tension, especially all the racial tension we've had here in the United States, I honestly felt more relieved being in Mexico.
Yeah, it was very comforting. And the people, their economy is taking a tank because tourists haven't been coming. So people are very accommodating and doing all sorts of deals because they need to make money. They need to survive. You know, the cab rides, the vendors, the food producers, everybody is just asking for tourists to come, you know, and spend their money and have a wonderful time.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, all we see on the television is the negative stuff. Mexico is not some dusty dirt, you know, road town with donkeys. I mean, where we were in Mexico City, there's about 30 million people. It's a metropolis that has everything you can imagine.
And more.
And it's beautiful and it's very clean. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's a lot of smog.
Yeah.
But again, there's 30 million people. And in comparison to some other places in other countries where they have really large populations, Mexico City especially is really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
The subways are impeccably clean.
Yeah.
How much does it cost to ride the subway?
30 pesos.
So it's like
60 cents.
So 60 cents to ride the subway.
No.
No, it's
12
not.
Cents.
It's 12, 12 cents. To ride the subway, and you can go almost anywhere, and transfers are free. So it's really a great time, a great prices, and there's very good safety. I would take advantage of it, and I plan to travel back to Mexico as soon as possible.
That's right.
What are some of the other things that we experienced when we were in Mexico? The taxis.
Oh, yeah. The taxis are really good, you know, they and their whole transportation system is wonderful. You know, taxis are a bit more expensive, but they're still really affordable. I mean, we took a taxi from Cuernavaca to Taxco,
right,
which was about an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cheaper than getting four bus tickets. And we had a cab driver who was like conversing with us and took us straight to the hotels we wanted to check out and was there to really accommodate us. You know, and he had a good fare for the day, but, you know, it ended up being 750 pesos, which wasn't that much to travel that far. Would have been more expensive to take the bus.
And then we had like a private car, you know, as a taxi drove us all the way down there. And you can find that. Now Uber is big.
Oh, Uber is huge there.
And it's not everywhere, but in the main places like Guadalajara, Mexico City, Monterrey, you know, a lot of major tourist places, Uber is there. Now, one of the problems that most folks will have is how do they get it if they don't have it on their telephone?
Yeah.
Telephone in Mexico can be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
So make sure that you check with your carrier on prices, on data, especially, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because data is a big issue in Mexico.
It is.
And our system, our carrier was too expensive, so we didn't have that.
No, we had walkie-talkies.
We had walkie-talkies instead. But if you have your telephone, you can use Uber in Mexico City and almost anywhere, you know, where you're going to be having major tourist attractions like Cancun or Acapulco.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually cheaper than the cabs in Mexico, which are already very cheap.
Yeah.
And faster.
Mm-hmm.
Because in Mexico City, after a certain time, you know, after 10:30 p.m., things shut down.
Yeah.
You would think that in a city that big, like New York, it never sleeps. Mexico sleeps.
That's right.
And it's an early going, it goes to bed early.
Yeah, Mexico really appreciates and respects sleep. You know, you can wake someone up, it's better be for a really big reason. Otherwise, let them sleep.
Yeah. And then in the morning, they get up at the crack of dawn,
mm-hmm.
but at nighttime after like 10, it's hard to find. There's no public transport. So the buses, the electric cars, and the subways do not run.
Yeah.
Like from midnight until, you know, 5 in the morning or 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And then the taxis also, you know, dwindle down to almost nothing.
Yeah, they scale back.
But Uber is filling that gap because mm-hmm. you can call directly. And since the person is using Uber, they know that they're picking up someone that they know and everything is registered.
Mm-hmm.
That system is working really well.
That's right.
I think it's been around for 2 years now. Wow. I had no idea.
Exactly.
But the other thing that I found out about, which I really I'd like to tell people about it because I was so upset about how we were treated, was all of those agencies, those, you know,
travel agencies
that they have.
Stay away from them.
stay away from the travel agencies, because everywhere you go, people will say, whether you ask a cab driver or, you know, some local, where can you find a cheap hotel? Could they recommend a good place to eat? What are some important tourist attractions that you shouldn't miss? There was a time back in the day where you could ask a cab driver and he would take you to some of his local favorite hotspots. Now they have started cutting deals. All the cab drivers, all these folks have started cutting deals with the travel agencies. And the travel agency basically says, hey, we'll pay you a certain amount of money for every person you bring in. We'll give you a commission on every person that you bring in. And those people are sold on the high-end hotels and the expensive tourist attractions.
That's right.
And if you're going to Mexico looking for a bargain, if you do not want to stay at a five-star hotel and pay $300, $400 a night for, you know, one bedroom, even though it's a king-size hotel overlooking the ocean, don't go to a travel agency.
That's right.
There are ways that you can look for cheap, not inexpensive, I'll say inexpensive, not cheap, but inexpensive lodgings, whether it's at a hotel or it's at a condo or a rented apartment or a furnished apartment, like the one that we stayed at in Zihuatanejo.
Exactly.
You can find a lot of that online, and you can make reservations ahead of time and save yourself thousands of dollars and
have a better time.
And have a lot better time, which is what we did in Zihuatanejo.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to doing some of those shows. Once again, I want to encourage folks to hit us up with topic ideas, with programs that you want to hear. Talk to us about sharing your music that you would like to hear on KPPPLPFM. And check out the airwaves very soon for upcoming programs, but both from a Mexican Crossing Lines and Sabor Latino.
Exactly.
Every Sunday at 6 p.m.
Definitely.
And in the meantime, how can folks get a hold of us?
Well, they can call us on a message line at 701-566-0917. Leave us your name, where you live, and we could air it on the air if it's something really good, you know, or just, you know, leave us some information and we'll get back to you. You can tweet us at media_PPP, email Cindy at kpppfm.com, or me, Duke, at kpppfm.com. You can go to our website at kpppfm.com. You can find out, you can look in and click on the link to be able to listen to our stream online, or when you're in your car, 88.1 FM, Fargo-Moorhead. You know, listen to us, give us some feedback.
Yeah. We are adding local color to your airwaves, but remember, this is your community-owned radio station, so we expect you to contribute to KPPPLPFM. And with that, I will have you take us out, and I thank you again for listening to A Mexican Crossing Lines. This has been Cindy Gomez-Shemp.
And Duke Gomez-Shemp.
On KPPPLPFM, 88.1 FM.